Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a very silly story for you. It is called What Kind of Car Does a T-Rex Drive? It was written by Mark Lee and Brian Biggs, and it is read today by Mommy and...
Oh, hi. My name is Trace.
Trace? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's nice to meet you, Trace. I'm Mommy. Would you like to hear a story?
I wander no more.
You wander no more? Awesome. Well, pull up a chair, kiddo, and let's have a story. You ready, Trace?
I'm a grown man.
Oh, a grown man. Of course. Well, then, welcome, sir. I have a story. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Let's do it. Uncle Otto was having a summer sale, but so far no one had come to buy his cars.
Where are all the customers?
Ava asked.
Maybe they're all on vacation,
Mickey said.
Well, I'm not on vacation,
Otto said.
I will sell a car to anyone or anything that shows up.
And we can see that he does have a big sign. Otto's Used Cars. Biggest deals in town. Summer sale. Big savings. Oh, that's when a stegosaurus lumbered onto the lot.
I'm looking for a car,
he said.
What do you recommend?
Uncle Otto had never sold a car to a dinosaur. He didn't know what to say. What would you do with that? If a dinosaur in general came to your store, I think I would probably cry.
Triceratops. She's my best. She lives in my village.
Ah.
She's...
Don't worry, Uncle Otto,
Ava said.
He's a plant eater.
Okay, Otto replied. But what kind of car does he want?
What about an off-road vehicle?
Mickey asked the dinosaur.
You can drive deep into the forest to find mosses and ferns to snack on.
Perfect,
the stegosaurus said. He jumped into the car, honked the horn, and drove away. Okay, I'm very confused about what just happened. How did that huge dinosaur fit into that small car? I mean, I'm all for an all-terrain vehicle, but good grief.
Uncle Otto, look!
Say the kids, and when we turn the page, oh my lord. Just then, a pterodactyl glided down from the sky.
Not now, Mickey, Otto said. I want to sell a car to a...
A pterodactyl?
Ava whispered.
It's too hot to fly, the pterodactyl said. Maybe I need to buy a car.
I want that airplane. What are you thinking?
I know, I would have put him in a helicopter maybe. But to each their own.
You like the wind and you're a fish eater,
Mickey said.
How about a convertible? You can drive to the beach and glide from the cliffs to the ocean.
Oh, a vintage convertible. Too nice.
Good idea,
the pterodactyl said. He hopped into his new car and headed for the shore.
Uncle Otto, you'd better take a look at this,
the kids say, and their fingers are pointing. But just then, a triceratops ambled into view.
Not now, Mickey,
Uncle Otto said.
I'm busy selling a car to a...
Like Triceratops?
Ava said.
Great horns,
Otto told the dinosaur.
I bet you win a lot of arguments.
I'm a gentle giant,
the Triceratops said.
Do you have a vehicle that might suit me?
How about a delivery van?
Mickey suggested.
The back is empty and you can get in through the rear doors.
Oh my goodness. I cannot imagine a dinosaur driving a car, but...
You're a deer.
The Triceratops said, and she climbed into the van and waved as she drove away.
Uncle Otto?
What's the problem, Mickey?
Says Uncle Otto. And I feel like this whole time the kids have been trying to get his attention for something. And in the pictures, friends, we can kind of see shadows. We can see something else is here in the sales yard. And now we see what it was. Suddenly there was a loud thump, 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 and a Tyrannosaurus Rex appeared.
The Stegosaurus and the Pterodactyl and the Triceratops bought cars,
the T-Rex said.
I want to buy a car too. Certainly. How about this nice micro car?
Uncle Otto suggested.
You can park it anywhere. I could never fit inside that.
The T-Rex bellowed, and then he squashed the micro car with his powerful legs.
I hear you loud and clear, Mr. Rex. How about this family minivan?
The T-Rex bared his razor-sharp teeth.
Can you really see me driving a minivan? A taxi cab? I'm not taking anyone for a ride. A sport utility vehicle? I don't like sports.
Uncle Otto was starting to sweat.
Help!
He squeaked to Mickey and Ava. The children whispered back and forth. Finally, they turned to the T-Rex.
Follow us. We know the perfect car for you.
What would you take him to?
In my house, I have a garage. And
okay.
In the garage, there's this huge, like, instead of minivan, big van. And it was like a minivan times that, double that, double that.
Ooh, like an 18-passenger van?
No.
Really big?
A 36-passenger van.
Wow, that's amazing. Like a school bus, huh? Well, you know, I feel
bigger
than a school bus. Oh, okay, all right. A very big vehicle. I kind of feel like maybe he needs an ambulance. Then that way he can, if he chomps somebody on accident, he can sew them back up. Let's see. So they walk him across the yard, and there's a monster truck. It's a pink monster truck with red flames. The T-Rex loved the humongous wheels. He let out a roar of delight and hit the road.
I'm changing the name of the business,
Uncle Otto said.
Dinosaurs are great customers.
Maybe you should hire us to help out,
Ava said.
It won't be necessary. I'm a dinosaur expert.
And that's when a really big customer stepped onto the lot. How big, you ask? Do you know what a Brachiosaurus looks like? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This thing is enormous. It just goes and goes and goes. But this is, I think, an interesting art. It's kind of hard to tell exactly what kind of species these are because it's not exactly drawn to scale. But I do think it's really funny. And I think it would be even funnier if there really were dinosaurs. So it sounds like he lived happily ever after, don't you think?
Yeah, but the Brachiosaurus.
Yeah, the Brachiosaurus, they're going to have to figure that one out on their own.
Oh, I know what car I'd get. Brachiosaurus. I'd get the Brachiosaurus to drafts on wheels.
Do you know what I think he could use? Is an 18-wheeler. One of those great, big, like, semi-trucks with the huge, big bed.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, but how would Uncle Otto buy one of those?
I don't know.
It would take billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars.
I don't know about that. But it would be a good ride for him, don't you think?
At least that's what I think.
Well, any way you look at it, that is also
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.